Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
The weekend is done as we roll into a Monday morning. Tom and Laura in the morning. Weekend review, we like to do this on Monday because we had a couple days off. How was your weekend?
You know what? It was pretty quiet. Stayed at home and did all of the cleaning.
Oh, you finally took down your Christmas tree.
No, hey, no, stop. That was last weekend. My Christmas tree has been down now officially well over a week.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No judgment.
So,
Come on now.
You were just cleaning just to clean? I mean, why does one
Well,
do that?
Okay. So, like, we took the Christmas tree down and kind of reset the house and whatever. But then did you ever kind of look around your home and... And if people out there listening have pets, you know exactly what you're talking about. But somehow the pet hair, like, finds itself into the corners.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? I always wondered about that. Is it because people walk around and then things slowly spread out? And
they do. I think they're like Murph hair is sort of tumbleweeds blowing in the wind, just drifting. So
okay.
Shout out to the husband because he deserves all the credit in the world.
Wow.
Moves all the furniture. I'm talking all of it.
That's like going to the gym right there, moving all
and
the furniture.
And, like, vacuumed, dusted, hardwood floor polish, like all the things.
Yeah. Very good. Well, that'll take, what, the better part of a day, I would imagine.
It definitely took about 3 hours on Sunday. And then he had a little bit of, like, actual work to do. So then I finished kind of, like, rearranging decor, et cetera. But then we did get to take a hike. Took the pups on a hike.
There you
go. Got some nice coffee, all that kind of stuff. So, you know.
That's nice.
Crazy. Yes. We're just two crazy kids.
You kooky kids, you. Meanwhile, the old guy here, I almost did the same thing. I spent most of yesterday cleaning my recording studio, what I call the studio lounge, because it's so large, half of it's like a man cave, half of it's a workspace.
It is. You have a bar in there.
Yeah, right there. And what I did is I bought a new computer, a new piece of equipment for recording. And this happens kind of like when you're sitting on your couch and you notice the pet hair is gathered in the corner. When you're sitting in your office space or whatever, and you remove something, like move your computer or whatever, you see the dust that's behind it, you go, where did that come from? Right? So then...
Well, and then, like with electronics, once you start unplugging and moving one, you have to do it all.
There you go. And that's exactly what I did. So I pulled everything aside. I put it in piles and then wiped down the whole counter and the workspace and the desk and then wiped off all the equipment and put it all back in.
So was this yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Yesterday morning.
Like we were basically doing the same thing.
Isn't that weird?
That's actually super weird. Folks, this was not pre-planned.
No, it wasn't.
really weird.
There was no memo. There was no nothing. So, so that was that. And then I settled in for some football, made a big, large chicken cheesesteak stromboli, and that was just delicious.
Your stromboli is very good.
Well, thank you. And I'm not even Italian, but boy, I must have learned
it. How to do it right, though. Stuffed full, like it's almost bursting. I like your stromboli. Yeah, it's homemade, too.
I used to hang out with the Amatos, so I just like... Maybe they taught me, through brain power. But the weekend was pretty, interesting, like laid back, but yet productive, right? There's nothing wrong with that.
Actually, yeah. I mean, I think it's okay to take and have weekends like that. We really didn't have any huge plans. Lots of time outside, hiking, et cetera, but then some work around the house. It is nice, though, to sit here on a Monday morning. I'm, like, looking around my space, and it is so beautiful and clean and organized.
Yeah, there's like, that's the reward.
Joy.
You know what I mean? That's the reward.
It brings me joy.
You know, when we were kids, my dad used to call it a military party every Saturday. He said, military party. That meant you got out of bed early and you did all your chores. And if you got your chores done, you were rewarded, you know? So we thought that was the norm. I know it's kind of weird probably, but and we will talk about normal things our families do that probably isn't all that normal coming up later on today. But I just thought of that. So what I basically did yesterday and what you and your husband did yesterday was a military party, as my dad used to
call it. Sounds good. Yeah. Just like you need to make your bed every day. Like in the military.
Military party. Hey, coming up, Jimmy Fallon's disappointed because the James Bond film has been postponed again. We'll talk about the strange things our families do, but we don't think they're strange. It's just
the rest
of the world does. Laura, I'm sure you have some good news later this morning.
Yes, indeed I do. Again, lots of stuff happening over the weekend. Found three awesome stories from across our great nation to make you smile on a Monday. Birthday buddies, of course, today. What else? We'll hear from Movie Mike with the entertainment report.
Yes, we lost a lot of people over the weekend. And if you are still a Jeopardy fan, something happened on Jeopardy Friday that doesn't happen all the time. We'll talk about it. Stay with us.
It's Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
Bond movie No Time to Die has been pushed back for a third time. At this point, they've delayed it so long, the technology is going to look ridiculous. Like, Mr. Bond, your latest gadget is a phone that takes pictures.
I mean, that's just weird. I was thinking more that by the time the movie comes out, Bond finally gets killed, but you don't know it because...
No. Don't put that juju out there for James Bond.
No?
He can never lose.
Okay, so he will never lose. He will go on forever. That's it. Hey,
yes,
saw a great movie over the weekend. Movie Mike talked about it on Friday. News of the World with Tom Hanks. I rented it. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Oh, really?
Movie.
You loved it?
Tom Hanks could do anything. We've said that on this show before. He's amazing in it. And that 12-year-old little German girl. Oh, my goodness. Where did they find her? She's amazing in the movie as well. Moved to the United States from Germany. And then the Native Americans killed her family. And so then she was raised by a tribe of Native Americans. So she spoke broken tribal language and broken German. And Tom Hanks has to figure her out. I'm not going to do spoiler, but it's an amazing movie. Just very, very cool. Just rent it. Because we don't go to the movies anymore, right? I mean, we just rent now.
Yeah, you know what? Keith and I were actually just talking about this yesterday because we love going to the movies. And normally the holidays and then the winter are when we go to most of the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Big blockbusters typically come out around the holidays. And this year it was so different.
Yeah.
We haven't been to the movies probably in close to 2 years.
Wow. Because I know it's at least a year for me, because even when the theaters opened, Movie Mike was all excited about it. I still didn't want to go. I didn't want to go.
I know that there are safety and security parameters in place. I just didn't feel comfortable enough.
Right.
I know he didn't either.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. And also, there aren't a ton of movies coming out. Production has been halted or delayed on a lot of films, just like James Bond.
Yeah, in this Tom Hanks film, it was shot like a long time ago. So here it is out now. But James Bond, this flick... I'm not sure Movie Mike would know, but I think it was partially done and then COVID hit and it was delayed. And then they finally get it done. They finally get it edited. They finally get it ready and they just keep pushing it back. That's just weird. Oh, well, maybe Movie Mike will have the answers. We've got the news coming up. Mark's got that for us. Rob Center wants to talk more about NFL and Steve wants to talk more about the snowstorm. Stay with us.
Fingers crossed. For lots and lots of snow. Sorry.
Our
Tom
secret.
And Laura morning.
Tom and Laura in the morning. Yeah. 94KX. Depending on who you are, and in case you missed it, Friday's episode of Jeopardy may have been more exciting than the NFL playoffs because for only the third time in 48 years, they went into like a tiebreaker. That's kind of cool. I mean,
that's amazing.
Yeah, only the third time in 48 years.
And it doesn't happen that often.
No, it doesn't. And they're post Alex Trebek, of course. So that makes things like almost confusing.
Now for our players tied for first, we'll start with Jack. He wrote down, who is Captain Cook? That's right. How much are you going to add? Wow, you're going to double it. $37,600. We go now to our returning champion, Brian Chang. His answer, who is Cook? He's going to add something. How much? Oh, $18,800 as well, meaning Brian and Jack, you are now tied, and we are going to play a tiebreaker.
So what's a tiebreaker?
The category will be history.
Ooh.
Jack, Brian, pick up your signaling devices. I'm going to read one single clue.
What?
Whoever rings in first and responds correctly will win $37,600
sudden
and
death.
The game.
Here we go.
Here is your tiebreaker clue. In October 1961, Stalin's body was removed from display in this other man's tomb.
Lenin.
Brian.
Who's Lenin?
That is correct.
Game over.
Brian
Boom.
Che, you just won $37,600.
$37,600.
That's I don't know if I knew that's how they did a tiebreaker on Jeopardy. Seriously.
Me either, because I'd never seen one before. So it's like
sudden death.
It's like sudden death football. Like, first one to score wins the whole shooting
no,
match.
No, it's like sudden death dodgeball, like the movie Dodgeball, right? Where they have to, like, blindfold each other, and you just, like, go for it.
Oh, Laura. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94K. News is coming up next. Mark Lawrence has that for us. Rob the Sports Center checks out NFL, and Steve checks out the snow we're going to get. 1 to 3 inches total. Speaking of the NFL, Laura, a couple of weeks ago on this here morning show.
That's true.
We recruited the help of MacGyver.
We did indeed. He's tired on this Monday morning.
He's had a tough weekend.
He has.
You're knocking me out of my job for sending us. Stop.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead. Sorry. Okay. We resume. Ready? Go.
We requested the help of one Mackie Doodle to pick the NFL's games for the weekend. Mackie.
Mackie Doodles didn't do too well.
No, he left it all on the field, I'll tell you that much. If you're with us Friday, MacGyver picked the Packers and the Bills in the Super Bowl.
He did.
Unfortunately, the Bucks beat the Pack and the Chiefs beat the Bills. So Mackie went 0-2. He took
And you know what? He started out so strong a few weeks ago.
I know. So here's the big question. Can we recruit him one more time for the Super Bowl?
Of course we can.
Okay.
Now,
I thought he wasn't in the mood.
We're talking this Friday, right?
Well, I don't know. Should he pick this Friday or should we wait till next Friday? Because the Super Bowl's not for 2 weeks. I mean, maybe we should feel him out here and see how he's doing.
That's true, because the Super Bowl's not until February 7th, correct?
Yes, yes.
All right, so then maybe let's let it marinate MacGyver. Okay, he's right here. Now listen, there are two
marinate
teams
MacGyver.
Left. Got the Chiefs and the Bucks. So you have 2 weeks to talk about it. You should see his ears. You have 2 weeks to think about it. You got to let it marinate.
What do you think, bud? Can you do it?
I think he can.
All right. Stay
but if
with
not,
us.
Murphy's here to back up.
We have to call in the second string quarterback.
We might have to. I mean, listen. He was batting. He's batting 1,000 there for a little bit, but then it really went sideways fast.
Yeah, it did. So hang in there, MacGyver. Laura's dog
good,
picks
buddy.
The NFL
okay.
In just a couple of weeks. Super Bowl 55, the first time ever in Super Bowl history that there will be a home team. How about that? It'll be played in Tampa with the Bucks and the Chiefs.
Running on the treadmill.
Hey, what is that? Stop that. Okay, news is next. There's too many dirty little secrets out there. There's too much negativity out there. We need something better.
Epic adventure.
Breaking news. Everyone talking about.
We need the good news with Laura Good.
Yay. Bright and early on this Monday morning. Stories to make you smile. Gathered from across the interwebs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so today we start in Colorado. And again, I'm loving this trend for 2021. Someone left a $1,400 tip at a restaurant out there. $200 for each of the 7 servers who were there working that day.
That's amazing.
With adventures like a COVID, definitely, it's a challenge to survive. Everybody in the hospitality management industry is really struggling right now. He asked her how many servers we have today and how many people staff in altogether. We said we had 7 people.
$1,400. I couldn't believe it when I saw the bill. I was impressed. I was like, oh my God, this is true. I'm dreaming or what's going on? We need this money because we have to pay rent.
It's $200 to me, but it's also $200 for my husband and $200 for my daughter for things that we needed to make it.
Unbelievable. That's good news.
That's great news on a Monday morning. So So, another awesome story. A guy named Robert Peters. Who the heck is that? Well, he's a pizza delivery guy in Tipton, Indiana, and he's been delivering pizza pies for over 31 years. A regular customer felt bad because he was driving around delivering pizzas in a beat-up 1993 Oldsmobile.
Ouch.
So, he reached out to folks around town, got them to pool their money, ended up with, wait for it, $19,000.
Wow.
They bought him a 2017 Chevy Malibu, covered the insurance for a year, and gave him an extra $2,500 to help him out. That's, take a listen. Wow.
To me, this is luxury. This is the first car I've had that's been made in the 21st century. What the community has done, what Tanner has done, he's gone far beyond a Call of Duty. It means a lot to me that people would do this.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
You know, people are good. All they have to do is stay good.
Right? Stop so, with all the negativity, right? Mm-hmm. All right, so, in other pizza-related good news.
Okay.
An anonymous group has been donating dozens of pizzas to random people in Dayton, Ohio. The last count, just for this month alone, was 72 pizzas, and people are joking that it's like a city-wide pizza party. The local news covered it, and they're going to keep up the trend.
You know the old scam we used to order a pizza and then say you didn't order it? These people are ordering it for random people. That's good news.
That's great news, and I love bringing you the good news every single weekday morning. You never know what time it's going to pop up, but hopefully it makes you smile with Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
Movie Mike will be up in about 15, well, let's say 10 minutes. He's got the entertainment news, and Laura and I will talk about Larry King. Larry King was one of my favorites. He passed away over the weekend of COVID, and we will talk about that. And I've got some really special audio clips from Larry.
Oh, fun. He really, the art of the interview.
Yes.
Bar none, he was the best at talking to people.
His critics said sometimes he was too soft in his questioning. However, his method was to start soft and drill down. And absolutely. Sometimes he said he never had to drill down because once he started soft, the guest would start talking. And sometimes the guest would drill down themselves and say things that he didn't expect. But
I think a little bit of kindness goes a long way, especially talking to some of the people that Larry King got to talk to.
And what a list. We'll run it down in just a bit. Here's a list of things. Laura and I were looking at this early this morning, and we thought maybe we'd open it up to you, the listeners. Some families do really weird things, like they have weird traditions, and you grow up thinking it's normal until you find out that everybody doesn't do that. And you had a great one.
Yeah, so we'll talk about the list later, but long story short, my family, we're good Catholics.
Okay.
So before a family meal, you know, cross yourself and pray. And every once in a while, especially since my nephew Braxton started attending Catholic preschool and kindergarten.
Uh-oh.
Maybe okay. You say an Our Father or a Hail Mary, right?
Right.
Cool. But then, normally, because the Washaleskis and the goods and the deals and everybody, we love a good cocktail.
Oh,
after
boy.
To start your meal, you pray, and then you say cheers, right? Everybody clinks glasses. Unfortunately,
oh,
we had
boy.
To explain to Braxton that, like, that wasn't part of the prayer.
Yeah, you don't want to do that in Catholic school, you know what I mean? You don't want to finish your grace before meals and then raise your milk and go, cheers!
And that's exactly what he did.
Oh,
and what
my.
He would do. So he had to say, like, that was, you know, a special family prayer.
Right.
And then he didn't take that into the lunchroom at Catholic kindergarten.
Whoopsie!
It's funny, though.
All right. I bet your Sister Mary crack your knuckles with the ruler had a fun time with that one. Anyway.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. So everybody's family has something. Earlier this morning, I talked about my dad waking us up early every Saturday morning for a military party. That meant you did your chores. Well, if you did your chores well, my dad would give you tasty cakes for lunch, right?
Oh.
So my little brother goes to school one day and he just assumes everybody's got tasty cakes, right? And the teacher had no idea what he was talking about. He's like, well, don't you get your tasty cakes on Saturday? What's the matter? You know, so it's the little things we do with our families that we don't realize it's not the norm. Like little Braxton there saying cheers. If you have any, let us know. The Ford Fun Line's always open.
You know, we can also post it on up on the 94KX Facebook page. We want to know what's something weird that your family does that you thought was totally normal, but turns out that it's not.
Let us know. This could be fun.
And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
This gets my vote for the weirdest story of 2021 so far. MyPillow CEO and conspiracy theorist Mike Lindell supposedly had a 9-month relationship with Jane Krakowski from 30 Rock. A source says it was an open secret in New York City where they'd often be seen together. But Jane's friends couldn't wrap their heads around it since she's a liberal and an icon in the gay community, and he's one of Donald Trump's biggest supporters. Whatever they may have seen in each other, it didn't last. Jane allegedly broke up with him a few months ago. It's possible that none of this is even true, though. When reached for comment, Jane said she's never met Mike, and Mike said he's never even heard of Jane.
Oh, boy.
And so it continues. More major movie releases have been pushed back again. The new James Bond movie, No Time to Die, was set to open on April 2nd. Now it's coming out on October 8th. Ghostbusters Afterlife has been pushed from June 11th to November 11th. John Krasinski's A Quiet Place Part 2 has been delayed again, this time to September 17th. Meanwhile, Disney has pushed the release date of The King's Man back from March 12th to August 20th and pulled Bob's Burgers from the theatrical slate altogether. Looking at the current box office, Liam Neeson's The Marksman was number one for the second straight weekend with $2 million. The Croods: A New Age came in second with $1.8 million. Wonder Woman 1984 was third with $1.6 million. Monster Hunter came in fourth with $820,000. And News of the World rounds out the top five with $810,000. Now you're all caught up on entertainment. I will be back on Friday with a review of a brand new movie.
All right, Mike. Let's hope the movies keep coming and stop being delayed. Over the weekend, we said goodbye to Larry King, a favorite of Laura and I's. And Laura, a broadcaster for more than 63 years.
I know, which is an unbelievable length of time for a career. Got to interview amazing celebrities, regular folk, and dignitaries alike. He will absolutely be missed.
Listen to what he said on his final interview before getting ill.
I have been at the head table of life. I've seen evil and good. I've seen bad things and nice things. I get a chance to interview so many people and world leaders. Hey, I've been doing it 63 years. I've interviewed physicists and Nobel Prize winners and heads of state. I'm still just as curious as always. That's the one thing that kept me going is curiosity. My endless search to learn more never left me. And that has kept me going. And that might be one of the reasons I've gone this far in life is that I'm insatiably curious. Boy, I never thought I'd live this long. As Mickey Mantle once said, if I thought I'd live this long, I would have taken better care of myself.
Larry King, I had the chance to meet him a few times early in my radio career. He's just an amazing guy. He's just a great guy to talk to. Like, I was a college student working in radio. Or maybe I was still in high school. No, I'm pretty sure it was college. And I got to meet him, and he was just so candid. And as my career was young and developing, a coworker of mine once said, you never say goodbye to people you love. You say so long. And this is kind of spooky, but in Larry King's last broadcast,
instead of goodbye, how about so long?
Aww.
So long, Larry.
So long, Larry.
Nah, 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 your family's weird.
No, that's not how this conversation is going to go. This is supposed to be a nice conversation.
Yeah, it could be nice, but it could be also very strange. The hottest thing on TikTok right now is telling the story of something you thought was normal when you were growing up or something you did in your family when it turned out it's not that normal at all. Sometimes funny, sometimes embarrassing, sometimes just weird. Case number one, a guy thought all his life that the Happy Birthday song actually had a second verse, which contained the lyrics, live 100 years and drink 100 beers.
Which is fantastic.
I know everybody, you know, like everybody knows that version, but hello, it's not official. Okay.
The other one that I read about and saw about is that this poor kid had to make a PowerPoint presentation. So obviously millennial or older. Mm-hmm. Every December, to show his dad why he deserved the Christmas gifts that he put on his Christmas list.
member of the Geek Squad, what? And he didn't even realize it. A PowerPoint. How about this one? A girl's parents were nudists. So it wasn't until she was a teenager that she thought everyone took off all their clothes as soon as they got home from work or school.
Stop it. Oh, that is too much. That is way too much.
That's brutal.
They would just walk in the door and take off their clothes?
Yeah, there you go. They're nudists.
This one's actually, this is kind of sad.
Okay.
A guy's parents always wrote him a check for his allowance when he was too young to know any better. So he would fold them up, put them in his piggy bank, and save them. Eventually, though, he found out that his parents were scamming them when it went past the, 100 days you have to cash a check.
So when he finally went to the piggy bank, he was penniless. Nice.
Yep.
Nice. And maybe your family has a cute story. Listen to this one. A mom would collect her children's tears every time they cried, and she said she would put them in the refrigerator. The next day, she asked the kids to check the fridge, and they magically turned into chocolate chips. I like
Aww.
That.
That's really sweet.
I like that a lot. Like, especially if they cry because they got hurt, they got a boo-boo or whatever. Well, here, let me collect your tears. We'll put a Band-Aid on that boo-boo. Let me collect your tears, and you can check the fridge later. That's kind of cool.
That's super sweet.
Maybe.
You know what? I have my brother-in-law to thank for this one. My family has sort of a special, call of the wild, so to speak.
What?
When we're out in public. If we're out in public all together,
okay.
And we get separated, think Dick's Sporting Goods or something, and everybody's looking for their own stuff.
Uh-huh.
We all have a specific whistle that we use to find where we are in the store.
Okay. All right. That's kind of cool, actually. I thought when you said Call of the Wild, it was going to be like a Tarzan thing.
I mean, it could be if that's what you choose. Our family's choice is a whistle. And we can always find each other based upon this whistle that my brother-in-law Ben started.
That's pretty cool. Way to go, Ben. My dad used to put his two fingers in his mouth, his pointer finger and his pinky finger, and go, and it was so loud that when you heard that whistle, you dropped what you were doing and you came home for dinner. And if you weren't on the back porch in 2 minutes, you had to answer to the man. But yeah, that whistle's that's a good idea. You know, maybe people in Central PA have some kind of weird thing or funny thing or embarrassing thing. Let us know. The Ford Fun Line's always open.
You can also post it up on the 94KX Facebook page. I asked the question, what's something weird your family does that you thought was totally normal, but turns out that it's not?
Let us know. It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning. Both of us decided if we ever hit the big lottery, we'd still come to work. And we just throw money around. So how do you know I didn't win the Mega Millions on Friday, Laura?
You're not from Michigan.
There it is. The one ticket that had all matching numbers was purchased in Michigan, and the jackpot rose through the few last days of promoting such a lottery game to over $1 billion. Someone in the United States is a billionaire today.
That is unbelievable to think that you could win over $1 billion in the lottery.
I mean,
that is a ton of money.
Yeah, we're going nuts when it was $970 million on Friday, and it shot up because of ticket sales. The jackpot varies. $1.05 billion to the winner. Wow.
Wow.
I had one number,
crazy,
60.
Crazy.
One number, 60. That's it. Come on.
Okay. I think, no, wait. Keith and I got one number, too, and I think it was 12.
Oh, well. We'll just keep working like we do. Maybe you won't have to go tomorrow because we're getting snow tonight. Some people might not have to go to work tomorrow.
Here's the thing, though. Do you know what? Now is the time to play the lottery because the big jackpot's over. So, most people will stop playing now. So maybe your odds go up the lower the jackpot is.
I doubt it, but maybe. I don't know. I'll keep playing.
I don't know. Whether it's $20 or $200 million, I'd take it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, the big gamble right now is how much snow are we going to get? It was, 4 to 6 inches on Friday. Then it was 2 to 4 inches. Now it's 1 to 3 inches. Maybe by tonight we won't get anything. Who knows? But there is a winter weather advisory in effect for
Which
tonight.
Which means we might need WinterNet tomorrow morning.
That's right. And it's powered up by some great people like RW Most, WNL Subaru, Oberdorf Carpet One, and you know, we'll give it to you on the internet and on the air with Tom and Laura in the morning if we need
to. Indeed, we will.
All right, so stay with us. Ew, Chad Evans on the way next. He'll take you through the midday, including that way back lunch, which we like so much. Mark Stevens this afternoon, and my girl Sammy tonight. Sam Tyler, Tom and Laura, always liking to wrap up with a thought for the day. I know you got something.
Well, you know, we were talking about Larry King so much, and mm-hmm. obviously you and I were big fans of his.
Yes.
I figured I would find a quote and share it this morning in honor of him.
Oh, that'd be great. What you got?
Larry says, "I remind myself every morning, nothing I say this day will teach me anything. So if I'm going to learn, I must do it by listening."
Perfect.
He was the best listener. He was.
That's how he did his whole career. You know, I mean,
exactly.
That's why I just love the idea that when he was criticized for being a little soft in the beginning of an interview, he would just launch the thing and listen.
And look at all of that. His curiosity led to some amazing interviews, and the amazing interviews were awesome because he listened well.
So maybe all of us today could take that thought for the day and kind of put it into our own cycle, our own life, and maybe talk less, listen more today, right?
I like it. I like it a lot.
So do I. Hey, have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.